Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Views. Jason, if you could switch lives with me,
yeah,
would you?
You fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Really?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't have Wyatt and Charlie.
You'd lose your kids.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
All right, roll that music. What's up, guys? This is the Views Podcast. I'm David. That's Jason. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me in your life. I got the call yesterday. You know I'm going to the big Vampire Weekend show.
Oh, yeah.
October 4th.
Oh, I was in the car for this call.
Yeah, you're in the car.
Damn.
Yeah, that was crazy.
My favorite. Okay, go ahead. Well, tell the call.
Well, I you probably don't listen to anything I say, but I have been talking about this show for a long time.
Because your kids are big fans.
They're big fans of Vampire Weekend, and I like them too.
Yeah.
And when you get to go to a concert with the kids, it's like, it's really fun. I know you hate my kids and me, no. but
who was originally supposed to come to this? It was you.
Well, originally, we have a friend who gets us some free tickets. I don't want to give him a free advertisement, but you work with them a lot. And they were like, yeah, we'll totally get you tickets to that. And I was like, oh, God, thank you. So to be nice, I was like, let me get a fourth ticket for Marnie.
To be nice, or you love her?
No, I'm not in love with her.
Sure. Your ex-wife.
God.
Your ex-wife.
My ex-wife, yes. I was like, that'll be nice. The four of us will go.
Can I tell this part of the story?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so he's going to this concert that he's excited about. He has four tickets, one for his ex-wife. And he's on the phone with her. And I know he's on the phone with his ex-wife because he's like being like super nice and he doesn't want to like start a fight at all. Like you can tell he's like bending to everything she says. And then I hear, like, it's not even on speaker. I just hear her go, okay, so this is an awkward question. And fucking, I didn't even know about the Arctic Monkeys concert. I didn't know what
Vampire
they were talking
about.
Oh, Vampire Weekend? Sorry. Yeah. I didn't even know about the Vampire Weekend concert or whatever. But I knew that she was, I knew the next question out of her mouth was going to be that she wanted to see if her new boyfriend can tag along. and Jason goes, yeah, I'm sure that shouldn't be a problem. That'll be fine. I'll give him an extra ticket. Just like that. Like, he said it almost as if he was fucking excited for this. Like he was.
I was
like,
excited.
It was almost as if he was waiting for his ex-wife to say, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Invite the boyfriend. So, yeah.
And then she was like, well, I can get two separate tickets and we can go sit somewhere else. And I was like, well, that's dumb. Don't do that.
Yeah, that'll be weird.
That's so stupid. We're going to go sit over here and get five extra seats. We're all sitting different spots at the Greek. Or
sure.
Yeah. So I said, fine. So now I got to fucking get a fifth ticket.
And now you got to go with him.
Yeah, which I don't mind. He's really nice. I like him a lot, actually. He's actually so fucking great. It's disgusting. Really well-spoken.
Have your kids called him dad yet?
They get along so well. When you look at the two of them, too, you're like, oh, my God, this is like the fucking person she's meant to be with. They look alike. It's crazy.
But do your
they
kids
both like wine.
What do your kids call him?
Number one.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I woke up late today. Why I was late for school today. I'm a really bad dad. Because you made me go out last night. Can you conserve my nights out, please? Because it only bites you in the ass, you know.
I didn't make you go out.
Oh, ridiculous.
You were like, should I go out? I was like, yeah, you should. And you're like, okay.
No, I called you in the bed. And you were in the bed. You're like, hi. And I was like, you look like you're not going out. Let's not do it. And you're like, no, it's going to be good. We got to go. Like that. And it ended up being not good. And you wouldn't even turn your camera on, you little dink.
Yes, I did. We filmed.
We filmed nothing. We went out at the party.
Yeah.
I went out for no reason.
Well, then when you left, I dropped Jason off at like 2 a.m. And then my friend Zane FaceTimed me. And I film most of my friends when they're drunk. And Zane FaceTimes me from the bathroom while he's peeing. And he shows me his penis the entire time he's peeing.
Like, oh, wow.
He holds the camera up right up to his penis.
Oh, right on.
So I'm like, this guy's hammered. So I dropped you off. And then and then drove 25 minutes back.
You went back
to
there?
To pick him up.
And what happened?
He just passed out in my car. So that was a complete bust. But and the party we were going to was our friends Anton, who is Zed, who's a huge DJ.
Yeah.
And actually,
what an amazing guy, and what a beautiful house.
The best DJ
in
the world.
What a gracious, amazing DJ. It's my first time I've been friends with a professional DJ.
Like a real DJ.
Oh, professional. Professional.
Of course. Yeah. We actually have our friend Dylan Francis here. Dylan.
Yeah, I'm listening to the whole fucking thing. Professional. Dylan. I'm a professional too. I brought you to Vegas, Jason.
Oh,
how
Dylan,
dare you?
Dylan, you probably know of Zed's work.
Yeah. We're friends.
Yeah,
and it just hurts me to the core.
Well, that's funny. You weren't at his party.
No, I was because I was in Asia. And you know that. And you went there to spite me. You spider.
Yeah, we were. Okay. Dylan's the DJ. Obviously, he's huge. Zed's a huge DJ. Zed's house is like massive. Dylan, you can agree.
It's way
that.
Nicer than mine.
It's
sure.
Like, what is it, like $18 million, $20 million?
I only got one hit song. He's got
17.
Five?
He's got a bunch.
He's got a bunch.
We were talking to him, and we were just talking about Dylan, just making jokes. And Jeff is talking to Zed, and he's going like, "Wow, dude, you have like the biggest house I've ever seen." And Jeff's like, "We're friends with Dylan Francis, but it's nothing like this." And Anton Zed's laughing, and then Anton's like, "Well, so what is Dylan's house like?" And Jeff goes, "Ah, it's so stupid. He like lives on top of a restaurant. It's like a little apartment, basically." Even though Dylan lives in a fucking huge, huge $7 million home, we were just trash talking Dylan the entire time.
It's so funny how me and you guys are to Dylan. Jesus Christ. David literally drives around Los Angeles with his camera anytime Dylan's in the car. And he'll roll down his window and he'll go, "Hey, you guys, who's your favorite DJ?" And he purposely asks people that he thinks won't say Dylan Francis. And every single time, most of the time, like 60, 70% of the time, they go, "DJ Khaled!" Like that. And then Dylan goes,
"Real DJ."
Fuck. And it's one of those bits that I don't think David will ever give up.
No, I won't.
I think he'll always do it.
I love it. It's so much fun.
And he'll never use a lot. He won't use it most of the
time. He'll never use it. It's just to beat me down.
I don't even hit record on those bits. I really, Dylan's reactions to people saying DJ Khaled is the best.
Because I was so like, fuck, funny. Shit. I fucking fuck. Hate that guy now. I used to, I never used to care about DJ Khaled until now.
Until now, he's a serious part of your life.
He's ruining my life.
One of my favorite stories about David is when I first started working with him, he was like, come meet me on Hollywood Boulevard. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I go down there, and he's in a soccer chair, like a foldable chair, and he has a fishing pole, and he has a dollar bill on the fishing pole. So I'm like, oh, this kid does YouTube. Like, I guess it's like some kind of prank or whatever.
Like, I had the fishing pole, and I would throw the dollar out, and people would try to chase the dollar bill, and I'd reel it back in because they thought it was just a dollar bill on the floor.
I was like, I'm looking around, and like, there's no cameras anywhere. He's not, and I'm
just
like,
doing
I'm
it?
Like, hey, do you want me to film it? And he's like, no, no. He's like, just having some fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was like, look at this. Look at they go for it every time. And there'd be like literally like a 4-year-old kid like running and like trying to get the dollar bill. And he's like, ha ha, gotcha.
It was the best. It was me and my...
It's a true story.
Me and my roommate Alex, we went out and we bought like those chairs that you would have at like soccer games, right? Is that we just found? Yeah. And we were sitting right in that middle of Hollywood Boulevard. And we did it for like... an hour and a half. It was the most fun. And I didn't want to film it because, one, I was busy reeling the money in. So I wasn't going to occupy my time with that. I don't know. I do that a lot. I do, I say a lot of things are to go film. Like, every time we go visit a college, I actually love going to colleges, but I'm always like, yeah, let's go film, even though I fucking know we won't get shit. I just want to go hang out.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it just came out of your mouth. You take me to colleges? No,
I'm
we're not
never going
shit?
Again with
I'm
you.
I'm kidding. It's a joke. I'd totally go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
You did tell me that DJs do this thing called a cash grab.
Okay.
Is that public? Can I talk about that? Or is that like a secret?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think
Or should I not call it a cash grab?
Yeah, I don't think you should call it that.
All right, pretend I didn't say it. So, we can't cut out because we are on a roll.
Okay,
so we can't cut anything out. But it's where you do multiple shows in one night. Only on New Year's?
It's pretty much, you can only really do it on New Year's.
So how, explain how this works.
So you could go from east to west.
Okay, so Dylan will start on the East Coast. You'll play a show at around what time?
So you try to play earlier on the East Coast. So let's say you're going to do like 11, maybe 10. 10 would probably be a better time.
10 p.m.
Yeah. And then you would take a jet to another place. Then play
in
that
the Midwest.
One. Yeah, that would probably be bringing in the new year, and then you go to California and play one last one
isn't
at like 3 a.m.
Fucking crazy, Jason.
First of all,
I mean, I get sick every time I do it, but
I loved how you had to put a name on it. Like, it's called a cash grab. It's in any business that's a cash grab. It's not specific to DJs, you dumb fuck.
I know, but they call it that, you fucking asshole.
Like, there's this thing in the DJ business, DJ world. It's called a cash grab. And it's when one DJ starts a show on the East Coast and then gets on a private jet.
Okay, you're missing the point. That's insane. Three different shows.
There's no way you can do three different shows in one night like that.
No, he does it.
How?
I've done it before.
10 o'clock in New York.
Yeah.
You play for an hour.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then you fly to, you would probably fly to, I would say Arizona. Play one show there at 12.
Where you bring in the New Year's.
You could make that. You'd have to do like 9:45.
Wow. Okay.
Bro, that sounds like it's cutting it real close.
That would be cutting it real. You could probably get there at 12:30. That's, going from east to west it's now 4 hours.
You pick up 3 hours when you come back.
And it takes 4 hours to get back.
And then you land in LA and then you do
it
at 2 a.m.
It takes 6 hours to go from New York to LA. Five and a half.
Not with the tailwinds now, baby.
Okay, listen, pilots over what is here. What the fuck are you?
Well, the tailwinds, or is that like a global warming?
Oh, my God.
Dylan almost knocked over everything we had on our table. Sorry you guys can't see this, but he's a fucking idiot.
No, do the math. I want to hear it.
Oh, you want me to knock
it
over?
It's a 10 o'clock show. And tell me when you did it. When where were
10,
you?
11, 12.
What
you
stadium,
get back.
What club, go.
Okay, I would have to look back.
Well,
just say it. Just
say it.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
So 10 o'clock would be somewhere in New York.
You ring in the New Year at midnight.
Yeah.
It's and now, okay, so fine.
No, you don't ring in the New Year in New York.
Oh.
You don't ring in the new year there. You would ring in the new year in Arizona, and then you would fly from Arizona, which would be 45 minutes, to get to someplace to play at 3 a.m.
Like play in Vegas, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or you could do – the easier way would be like you would do Midwest and then fly to Arizona.
On the cash grab night.
Yeah.
About how much would a DJ named X make? Now, I'm not doing any names. But
I can't say that one.
On a cash grab night.
You can't say?
I can't.
Why? What are you scared of?
I don't know.
You know how many fucking possible huge DJs are listening to this right now, and all they need is a little motivation from your cash grab? That's all they need.
They should already know about
there is a young Zed listening to this right now.
Is there?
Why do you keep comparing Zed to fucking DJ?
I mean, I could say...
What about a young Dylan Francis?
Look, it depends on who you are. You can make upwards of 300 to 700, maybe a mil. You could make
on one night.
It could keep going.
One night.
It depends who you are. So
it depends on, who you are and where you're playing.
The jet is 30.
You're definitely you're paying for those expensive out of your fee.
Wow. You can make $1 million. That's amazing. And all you do...
Wait, what if your girlfriend wants to go to dinner?
Then
what
you're fucked. you're not making that money. You're losing a lot of money that night.
If your girlfriend wants to go to dinner. Wow.
That used to be my thing with when I was married. I was like, I want to do stand-up on New Year's. She was like, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
It's New Year's. And I'm like, who cares
who
about
gives
New
a shit?
Year's?
Why would you want to do stand-up on New Year's?
Listen, here we go over here. Fucking Sassy Sally.
Yeah, okay.
Always takes the girl's side.
That is not true.
Fucking asshole.
I agree with you.
He doesn't take my side. I know
New Year's is just another day.
It's just another day.
It's just another day.
Make a cash grab.
And why are you so stupid?
And jail is just a room. What are you fucking talking about? Just another day.
It's the fucking New Year's. It's so dumb. And you know it is.
It's so dumb?
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Really?
It's literally, everybody goes out that. Maybe for you, because you go to like nice fancy parties and stuff. But for married people who aren't fucking famous like you.
No.
You go out.
You're wrong. New Year's meant so much more to me when I was a kid. Every New Year's I would cry.
I'm talking about being married.
Every New Year's I would just sob my eyes out.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Just out of like happiness. I'd just be like...
Fuck you.
I'm being serious.
You're so full of shit.
I swear on my life. Every New Year's I'd cry.
Another year
Not happiness. It's like bittersweet. It's bittersweet. It's like, oh, I had so many good times this year, and I'm bummed that they're ending. Like that's honestly what it is.
Let me start my photo collage on my MacBook Pro.
Fuck you. Fuck you. This was when I was in like 6th, 7th grade. I didn't have a MacBook Pro. I was the last one in my grade to have a
Natalie Imbruglia's torn.
I was the last one in my grade to have a phone. And then when I did, it was a flip phone.
MacBook Pro, you shit.
I didn't have a MacBook Pro because I didn't even have a phone. How the fuck were they going to make a computer?
How did you do your homework?
What? Jason, what do you fuck? How'd you do your homework, you fuck?
I just figured you had a computer back then.
No. Are you crazy?
I'm just saying. I don't know if you had a MacBook or not.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I know Dylan makes $1 million every fucking show, but he's scared to admit it.
Hello, Dylan, it's Kygo. What are you doing for Cash Grab this year?
Who is that?
It's Kygo on the phone.
It's Kygo.
I sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but...
Where are you doing Cash Grab this year?
Where's Cash Grab?
Just come along
I spoke
with me,
to Tiesto. He's doing Cash Grab in Milan, Amsterdam, Las Vegas,
and
Sydney.
We can share the jet. Don't worry.
He's going to make upwards of $65 million. Oh, hang on. I'm getting a phone call from Zed. It's Zed on the other line. Oh Zed, how much did you get for Cash Grab?
Well, wait,
Zed says, I'm sorry, I'm going to dinner with my girlfriend.
Do people do multiple countries for Cash Grab?
That would be a bit tough.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, guys, we're here with Nick Lachey. Nick Lachey is my co-host. No, not co-host.
Well, we can call it.
You're the host. I'm doing the show on Nickelodeon.
You're taking it from him?
But Nick always jokes.
He hosts one Teen Choice Awards, and all of a sudden he's got host on the break.
No. Nick hosts the show. I'm a judge on Nickelodeon.
Sure.
And more importantly,
He's a superstar, pop icon.
Oh, yeah.
The boy band.
Legend.
Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in 98 Degrees. I don't know where I know you from, but I remember, like, hearing your name in school, and I would always make jokes about your name. Like, I would always pretend I was Nick Lachey, but I don't know how it came about. I don't know if it was through your music, if I just saw you, like, on television, but I'd always say your name, yeah. And then I heard I was working with you. I was like, no fucking way. It's like a full circle. Like,
was this, like, you said my name out of admiration, or was it like, what a horrible, shitty name?
No, I would say, like, I'm, like, a cool guy. Like, I'm, like, being, because Nick Lachey, like, rolls off the tongue, mm-hmm. and it sounds like.
Sounds good.
It sounds
like a movie star.
It sounds like a sexy man.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So I don't.
My name's very deceiving, as you can see. At least the name works for me.
Okay, so yeah, so we worked on the show together. When? How old are you now?
45, David.
We're the same age.
Really?
Well, yeah. I'm 4 months older than you, yeah. Or something like that.
Well, I'll be 46 in November, so
yeah.
Coming up on 46.
That's crazy.
We met through Nickelodeon.
We did.
You're the same age as Jason. Which is nice. Is that comforting knowing that you're...
I'm not the oldest man in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so Nick's the host of the show.
That's right.
This is my first, like, anything I've ever worked on that's, like, official. Like, the first time... Like, even having a writer is insane. Is there a writer or a writer?
A writer.
Writer.
R-Y.
I talk about this on the podcast literally all the time. I think it's fucking insane.
He talked about it so much about how he was ordering Chick-fil-A for the first 2 weeks, and then someone told him he could go, like, order somewhere really nice.
Yeah. You know what? That honestly varies show to show. Some shows they would never have gotten, you know, that Italian stuff from whatever restaurant that
was. Yeah, Jonathan.
They would have said, no, go fuck yourself. We're not doing it.
Every time I would order food, I'd have to, like, I wanted Nick to try it because I'd be like, Nick, have you ever had John and Vinny's? And he'd go, no, I haven't. And then he'd be, like, up on stage. And I'd, like, bring him pasta, and he's like, no, I can't eat it right now. And I'd get so sad.
Meanwhile, all I have in my dressing room is, like, this meat platter thing that they bring me in.
Sure.
No, but that's one of the cool perks about the show.
But that's fucking insane. I mean, I'm new to all that. I don't know. I think you've been doing it for a lot longer than I have.
Well, when you go and have appearances and stuff, there's not, a writer in your dressing room, like, things laid out.
There,
like,
is, but I'm new to the
whole pack of Coors Light or whatever.
I'm new to those appearances, too. Yeah. Right. So I don't know how that, like, I had a sucker in my mouth, and one of the women that was working there came up to me, and this is serious. She goes, is this the flavor? Is this the flavor that you like? And I go, yeah, are you being serious? And she goes,
because if you don't, David, we can get you only cherry. We'll pick through the M&Ms and pull out every.
And that's what it was. And I was like, yeah, this is great. And she's like, well, good. That's my job.
Now, here's a true story about a writer. Like, back in the day, Van Halen, when they used to tour all the time, would on their riders say, we only want brown M&Ms. And so literally, if they got to the dressing room and somebody hadn't gotten only brown M&Ms, they knew that they didn't actually read the rider.
Uh-huh.
And so they didn't know what else was possibly fucked up, like, as far as their equipment. And
are you
so that was like that
serious?
Was like their way of you know,
of testing it.
Of testing whether or not the promoter, the, you know, promoter actually read the rider. And
well, what was on your rider? How long did you tour for? How long have
we're
you been
still,
touring?
We're still touring. Yeah, we've been touring since 97, I guess.
Holy shit. Yeah. I was one.
How old were you? One?
That is fucking cool. Well, that's great
so
for you.
We're still doing it. But our rider was always like you see other people's dressing rooms, they have like 8 bottles of liquor and all this crazy stuff.
You're trying to tell me you don't have 8 bottles of liquor.
Well, we have a couple bottles of liquor. But we didn't in 97, right? Now it's like beer and, you know, bottle of bourbon.
Like Metamucil. Bad stuff.
Red Bull, you know, simple stuff.
Red Bull.
Metamucil. You know?
You don't have anything? You don't have one crazy thing that's on there that shouldn't be on there?
Not really. We have, like, stupid stuff like ginger root, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's stuff that we never use.
Stuff for your voice.
Yeah, I mean, tea and ginger and honey and all that stuff.
Would you ever trash hotel rooms and do crazy pop stuff?
My brother kicked a hole in a dressing room wall once. well, I don't think we ever trashed
a hotel.
What
was he mad about?
We were in New York, and it was really early in our career, and it had been one of those days where it was, like, one thing after another after another after another, and we finally got to the gig. And all these people, you know, our manager brought all these people there to meet us, blah, blah, blah. And my brother just lost his shit. It was just like, he had like a nervous breakdown, kicked a hole in the wall. And we've been back to that venue since. They've since put like a metal plate over the piece of wall where he took it down. So Drew's legend lives on in Long Island.
Was there ever like a,
I don't know. Every time I think of like a pop star or anything, I always think of like a huge breakdown where they just lose it and they fight. Like, did you guys ever fight? Did you guys ever break up? Did anybody ever piss in a bucket like Justin Bieber would? Or did anybody?
Well,
like,
I mean, we've done plenty of things in buckets. I've thrown up in buckets, pissed in buckets. Sure. I mean, it's, we had a chance to see like some crazy places, you know, Philippines and Indonesia. And like, you go to these places and you know, everyone gets, ends up getting sick and throwing up on stage and all that kind of crazy stuff. But, as far as, like, I mean, groups are tough. You know what I mean? Like, you obviously, every group fights. That's just inevitable.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think that as far as those things go, we were pretty decent with it. Like, we fought, but we always respected each other enough to come back to the table and figure it out and keep going. And we took a break in there. Like, after 2001, we took quite a few years off. I did a solo thing. And, you know, then we came back together in, I guess, 2013.
Like the Jonas Brothers.
Like the Jonas Brothers.
That's what I relate things to. So you guys are a lot like the Jonas Brothers.
Well, you know, I mean, my brother was in the
group.
So
you copied the Jonas Brothers.
I think we were out before the Jonas Brothers.
What did you think of David when you met him?
I thought.
Oh, yeah, first impressions of me, go.
I thought you were great, specifically for the
show. Come
on,
you can be honest.
I was on the highway, I'm like, who is this douche in the Ferrari?
There we go. Well, first.
He showed up in a Ferrari? Is that your first impression of him?
No, I'd met before that.
Okay. I showed up in the Tesla, and then we got comfortable. I was like, okay, I'm gonna start bringing the other car. I didn't want that to be my first.
I actually didn't see what he drove up in the first time we met. It was just on the.
Just went him over with my personality.
How is his judging?
Really, honestly, I'm not just bullshitting.
Oh, come on, Nick.
No. No, it was. You know why it was good? Because it wasn't. It wasn't based in music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this is not rocket science, but, you know, you're not a musician. You don't come from it from that perspective. But that's what I think that show needed is it needed a different perspective. Obviously, Sierra's going to come at it from a musical place, a motherly place. Debbie's going to come at it from a musical place as someone who's been doing it for a lifetime. And you... I appreciate talent and potential.
You're making me sound so much better. I had no fucking idea what I was doing on that show.
That's the beauty of it, right? Seriously, yeah, you can't if you come in
it was,
as that person who thinks they know everything they're talking about music. It was good to have that perspective on it.
I have written down here that you were named the sexiest man alive. When was this? Is this true, or did Natalie just write this?
What poll was that in?
Oh, was that you were?
It was Natalie's list.
Natalie, was he not named sexiest man alive? Do you just think he's the most sexiest man alive? Maybe this is someone left a comment on like a picture. This is the sexiest man alive.
Natalie, good research. Wherever you got it from. Well done.
It's also Natalie also said you were the second man on the moon.
Also true. What else have I done in my illustrious career?
Tell us about the. When you were in the boy band 90. I mean, you still are. But when you guys were first touring, what was around? It was Backstreet Boys, and it was NSYNC.
So like the summer of 97 is when we came out, right? And we had a single called Invisible Man, and maybe a month before we dropped that single, Backstreet Boys, who had been big in Europe for a couple years before that. They came over and dropped their first single. And so it was really that summer, it was us and Backstreet. Hanson was out, Oom Bop. And then you had like Spice Girls came out that summer.
Shit, man.
So that was the first time that pop music kind of, but it was the first time pop music kind of came back.
Were you pissed that Backstreet Boys were around?
There was a little rivalry there, you know, because we
100%.
We had met them a couple years earlier, and you kind of try and keep tabs on what everyone else is doing. And then we heard, and our videos were both like black and white. It was just, there were too many... But they beat us to the punch every time, so they were the first ones on MTV. And
damn it!
But now we're all friends with those guys, and continue to be.
The coolest thing that happened to me on the show, I think Sarah, she's one of like the assistants on the show, came to my room and she goes, "You want to come to Nick's room, or we're having some drinks?"
Yeah.
And I go, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, Nick wants you to come have drinks." I was like, "Nick said that?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Okay." So we went.
What was your impression of Maker's Mark bourbon? I don't think you liked it.
Yeah, that was my first time. Was that whiskey or bourbon? Are they the same thing?
Well, yeah, bourbon's a kind of whiskey. So
yeah, so he waterboarded me with the alcohol. No, I'm kidding. So it was my first, like, I took a sip of bourbon, and I mean, I had to, right? I was so nervous.
Sure, you gotta do it.
I didn't want to look like a bitch.
Yeah.
No, but it was really cool because it felt like. I didn't like it that much. I
couldn't tell.
What did he do?
Wince? Well, he was like, oh. and then he just left it there, and we all got called as that. It just sat there. No one ever came back for it. I'm like, yeah, he didn't like it much.
No, it felt like I was a man. Like it felt like, yeah, I was like up in like a Hollywood Hills home, like drinking and looking over the view. It was all like the older people on set.
Right.
Like in Nick's room was like four of us,
yeah,
and it felt like I was drinking with like the camp counselors. Like it was so cool. I was like, I can't believe we're doing this. And then we got called back to set, and I was like, this is so much more like laid back than like I thought it was gonna be. Everyone was very nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chill and easy, and from our EP all the way down, everyone was just the execs at the network.
But do you ever think that they're just nice to you because you're the host?
Well, because I don't care why they're nice. There's always they're nice.
Because I was driving away, and Sarah was like, "Bye, I'll see you tomorrow." She was so sweet, and I was like to Natalie, I was like, "Wow, everyone's so nice here." And she goes, "I wonder why." As I'm driving away in the Ferrari.
Bye, we'll see you tomorrow. Clean this shit up.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm wondering if I'm like not getting like the taste of like how people, because everyone.
Well, I've been a PA on a lot of TV shows, and I can tell you, Sarah is not very nice, and I've never met her.
No, but like to us, like to like from what I've seen from how she interacts with people and how everybody interacts with people, everyone's so sweet on the show.
Sure.
So unless they're putting it up for us,
there's there's definitely a degree of that, but I do think that.
Yeah, no,
top to bottom, it was a pretty darn good group of people.
It was, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
You like hosting?
I love it,
man. You do a lot of it, right?
I like it. I really do.
It's awesome. It's like a whole other aspect of your career.
I like doing shows like this. You know, I did another show called The Sing Off for like 5 seasons.
Yeah.
I like being around shows like this because I like being around music, and I like seeing young, you know,
you have such a good hosting voice.
Hey, it's funny. My wife breaks my balls because I'm a singer. I kind of sing. And Sierra said it on the show as well. I kind of sing my lines, if it makes any sense. Like there's a melody to it, and I don't even realize I'm doing it.
This is what I want to confront you about, actually.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck is going on, bro? I remember the show wrapped up, and you said you were going to invite me to your barbecue. Where the fuck's this barbecue? Did you?
We haven't had it yet.
Yeah.
No, it's a Halloween barbecue.
He looks so guilty.
You gave me a specific time. You were like, you should come next weekend.
Did that? See, my wife handles the invitations for these things, and I slipped her your.
So there was a barbecue.
There was a barbecue.
Okay,
I remember the first half of it, and then after that, it was a Labor Day. We had a little Labor Day barbecue.
Labor
Day. But you were gone, weren't you?
Nope.
Oh shit.
No, I was. I was happy. I was actually at a party. If I wasn't at a party, Nick, I would have showed up.
You'd have been personally slighted.
I would have been so, so upset.
David, no. I promise you the next get-together we have in my house.
Well, no, now I feel like it's
going to be... Especially with the kiddie water slide. Like it was.
It's now it's going to be out of pity. Nick, I want nothing to do with your barbecue.
No. I would,
you're so full of shit. You were at like fucking pity. Diplo's house on Labor Day.
Sure, I was having the best fucking day of my life. But
you were probably running around
but
doing
there is something
things.
About there's something about Nick that is so... like it reminds me of like my hometown.
Oh, I'd fucking choose Nick's barbecue over anything.
Yeah, it's like
don't get me wrong. I want to be invited too.
It's like there's something like very homey about you.
Well, we're good Midwestern boys.
Well,
that's what it is.
Chicago
yeah,
vibe.
You're from Ohio.
It's from Ohio. Roughly the same thing.
So I was like, I cannot imagine. What his because his barbecue must be like
the steak
a rich
at
Ohio
Nick Lachey's house
barbecue.
Is going to be way
how
better
was the
than
steak at your
house?
We had
a burger guy. Grilling for us.
Look at this. He's a fucking burger guy. That is insane. See, this is the shit that I was fucking missing out on.
Yeah.
Because his wife handles the invitations.
Gotta get on that email list.
Well, okay.
There's a wicked Halloween party coming up. I'll make sure that you're invited to.
And then how many people show up to this party? I'm so...
It's, I mean, like 100, 150? I mean,
wow. Fuck yeah.
It's kind of the one blowout party we do every
year. How long have you lived in the place you've been living in?
3 years.
3 years. Okay, do you move a lot?
Yeah. We lived in a house before that for like 5 years, so not a
Is it crazy being a celebrity?
You tell me.
I mean, dude, come on. It's
no.
I do social media. It's a different thing. Like,
you know what, man? It's celebrity is such a stupid word to me because it's like, what do you do? Like, you're not.
It's very stupid.
It's like what we do for a living. You know what I mean? I don't like to think I live my life any differently. But
you're in the best way possible. You're the least celebrity I've ever met. Like, you're like the most chillest. Like,
dude, that's you could pay me a bigger compliment.
It's like you're like the most like. I was so excited when you agreed to come do this because you're just like such a normal person.
That was my first question to David. I was like, what's Nick Lachey like? He was like, and you're never nice about anybody.
Yeah,
he is the best. He's just a dude.
Yeah,
he's just a dude.
Honestly, and whenever I sit and talk about like my career and like when we started, and I'm just I'm really fucking lucky. I consider myself lucky to be 20 some years.
Yeah, all of us are. It's still fucking bonkers.
Like, still doing what you want to do and what you love to do.
The fact that you 27 years? Is that what you said?
97 we came out, so what's that? I'm bad at math.
That's
dropped out of school.
That's 22.
22 years.
All right, you went to performing arts school. Okay. Give him a break.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Stay in school, kids.
No, but that's the dream, to be able to do something like this.
Yeah.
How did you meet your wife?
We met doing we were co-judging Miss Teen USA contest.
Wow, co-judging. So maybe me and Sierra, my other co-judge, maybe it could be a thing.
Yeah, you never know where the future holds.
So you guys were co-judging what contest?
Or Debbie's actually single, so you can...
You know what? There it is.
There it is. You wouldn't have to be a homewrecker.
We have talked about... Debbie and I have actually talked about it a little bit.
Yeah?
She seems like she's down.
The seeds have been planted.
Yeah. Like she has two dogs, though. I'm allergic. That's really the only thing holding us back.
I'm sure the dogs can go somewhere.
I hope so. You guys met judging?
So we met judging, and she, at the time, I was married, and she was in a relationship, and she had just gotten the gig as being a VJ on TRL.
VJ.
So then she...
You know, that's such a funny name. VJ. Who approved that?
This is video, all day with him.
Video there's jockey. Things,
I know.
Words that I say that aren't around anymore. Like one time we were talking about hiring a writer, and I slipped up, and I go, yeah, we'll have a guy fax in jokes. Like that. He was like,
that was crazy. Who the fuck says facts?
I messed that's up. Insane. But that's what we used to say at SNL. Yeah. We would say, like...
I can't believe VJ is a thing, though. VJ just... Okay, anyway. So she was a VJ at the
time.
Then
after that, I had a show on MTV, and so I'd go to TR all the time, and I'd see her, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. We keep in touch, and I'd see her every time I go there. And then, you know, when I got divorced, she was out of a relationship. It was one of those things where just, like, it just lined up. And you know, we'd always known each other. We'd always been friends, but we never, you know, that was the first
time.
That's
so interesting. So you, I'm curious, is that how you met people? Like, I hate saying this, back then.
Back in the olden days, I'd send a Pony Express telegram.
I'd send an owl.
Would you, by carrier pigeon. You want to have dinner tonight? No. We just kept in touch. And honestly, I had a single coming out at the time, and I thought, well, what better way to get my video played on TRL than to ask one of the VJs on TRL to be in my video? So I asked her if she wanted to be in the video, and she said, yeah. And
wow.
Shot the video. And it's kind of been...
Do a lot of people get together in the celebrity world? Do they get together just to be... just for press?
I'm sure some people do.
You don't have an insight to this? You don't have the secrets? Are you in the Illuminati?
I am.
I knew it. I told you. I fucking told you. You owe me $10.
I'm actually a Mason.
Yeah.
It's literally hanging out of your pocket, actually.
Did you ever have really bad diarrhea before, like, a huge stadium show or anything like that?
We
are the kings of bad diarrhea.
Just the other night, we were at this place in Canada, and we ate the room, and all of us were like, this might be the night. This might be the night we shit our pants on stage. And it was like an infectious thing that went through the group.
What's the most embarrassing thing that happened to you on stage?
Gosh. I mean, I've slipped and fallen a handful of times. You know, just
sure, that's part of it.
I've fallen off the stage so many times doing stand-ups.
I forget words quite a bit. I'm really bad with words. So
yeah, you were telling me this, that you forget the words to your own songs.
My own songs. I'll be in the middle of it. I'm like, wait. And I always sing something. But then afterwards, I'm like, that was not it. And you tell the faces of the fans, like, wait a minute. This is not the song we grew up with.
Wait, is that Nick Lachey?
It's not like I ever just stand there looking ridiculous and not saying something. I'll like improv something, but it's not right.
So sure.
I do that a lot.
And fuck, I lost my train of thought. I was just thinking about Nick Messer.
But I've never shit my pants on stage.
No.
What's never thrown up.
Any other guys?
On stage. Not to my knowledge. But I'm pretty sure if it happened, they were...
David shit his pants in an elevator
hey,
once.
Hey. Come on. This is about Nick.
Come on.
This
yeah,
is about
sure,
Nick.
Sure.
It has nothing to do with
it. Was it a crowded elevator?
Well, this is my friends.
Yeah.
And we were playing, well, listen, I did it for a good reason. And I almost did it on purpose, if you have to ask me. I was very young. I was 19 at the time. No, I was like 12 or 11. And we were playing Mall Tag. And, God damn it. And
what's Mall Tag?
Oh, my God. Do you know what a mall is?
A shopping mall?
Yeah.
I don't think I know what Mall Tag is.
Mall Tag
is
you just play tag inside a shopping center.
Okay.
So basically, we were about to play tag, and we were all standing in the elevator before we all ran off. And my friends were having a farting competition, so I joined in. And I mean, I went too far. I take things to an extreme, and I ended up winning.
But
I would say so.
But yeah, then that happened. And then I, instead of Maltag, I went to go to the bathroom. And then I went home without my friends knowing that I went to go change and take a shower. And they had no idea where I was. And I was the last one to be caught in Maltag. So I won twice that day.
Champ.
So it was the best. What's the biggest crowd trying to change the subject? Yeah. So
you cheated at Maltag, basically.
I cheated, but I also shit myself, so it was like, whatever. You know?
You're like the person that jumped ahead at the end of the marathon, like just join in for the last mile and then
but
crosses listen, victoriously.
But I had a good reason.
Well, that is a good reason.
What's the biggest crowd you've played to?
We've done a couple like shows and like NASCAR tracks, and it had to be like 60, 70,000 people or something like
NASCAR
that.
NASCAR tracks?
Like, actually in Chicago.
There's a NASCAR track in Chicago?
Yeah.
And people perform
just south,
there?
South, I think.
Oh, that is fucking cool.
It was a big, B96.
What's the best? What's
the radio station?
I know B96.
I like the way Nick reacts to things that you obviously should know, but you don't. There's like, four tires on a car? Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, David.
There's a team called the White Sox, too.
I know that. Have you ever been to Dubai?
No, it's on the list, man. Have you been there?
No, I'm not allowed to leave the country. Do you know this about me?
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm under DACA. Do you know what DACA is?
No.
So I can't leave. If I leave the country, I can't re-enter for 10 years. Because I wasn't born here, so I'm not a citizen. And then Trump, really fucked me on, everything. So I can't leave, basically. So I'm stuck.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Yeah. Well, I can't. I have to stay here.
That's crazy.
Get the fuck out of the country, man.
I can't, bro. I have to.
No, really, get the fuck out of here.
Did you not listen to what I just said? Okay, but where could people find you if they want to look you up and... He's looking at me like, what are you fucking talking about? Like, I mean, what are your social medias? Yeah. He's like, at my house?
My address?
I don't want people to come to my house.
My home number? Yes, I still have a home
phone. The landline?
Okay, well, my email
is. It's rotary. No, I'm at Nick Lachey.
Okay, great. On everything, Instagram, Twitter.
Twitter, I think that's all I got.
When's the show come out?
Yeah, David, when's the show come out?
But host, take it away, host.
Premieres November 1st on Nickelodeon.
it'll premiere, yeah, November 1st.
November 1st. I don't know if it's, I think it's 9 p.m. maybe. I can't remember. Anyway, November 1st.
It's like a good time. Okay, guys, that's all the time we have. Thank you to Nick Lachey. Make sure to follow him on everything. He is the sexiest man alive.
According to Natalie.
According to Natalie.
According to Natalie's best-selling book, research. Nick Lachey is so sexy. Okay, I'm David. That was Jason. Yeah. This has been the Views Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, blah, 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 blah. My name's Jeff. Okay, bye.